Sentire Media.
In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Ciao, young detectives. Welcome to Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your host, Luca, and today we're journeying to the heart of Tuscany to uncover the story of a tower that's been leaning but not falling for hundreds of years. The Leaning Tower of Pisa. How did it start leaning? And why is it still standing? Let's climb into the mystery of this tilted wonder. Picture this, a beautiful white marble tower, about 80 feet high, with lots of arches standing, or rather leaning, proudly in the city of Pisa, in the region of Tuscany in Italy. It's a sight to behold, but it's famous not just for its beauty, but for its curious lean. Our mystery starts in the year 1173, when the people of Pisa decided to build a bell tower for their church cathedral. They wanted to build a magnificent tower that would reach towards the heavens and show the surrounding villages how rich and powerful they were. Little did they know, it would be such a hard job to make it stand straight. Not long after the construction began, something unexpected happened. The tower started to lean. The ground underneath wasn't strong enough. It was too soft on one side, and it couldn't hold up the heavy tower. The builders were like, "Oh no, our tower is doing a slow motion fall." But did the people of Pisa give up? No way! They kept building, trying to correct the lean, which only made the tower tilt even more. Now, you might be wondering, if it's leaning, why hasn't it fallen over? Great question! Over the years, clever engineers and scientists have worked super hard to keep the tower safe. They've added supports and fixed the foundation to make sure it doesn't lean any further. It's like giving the tower a pair of invisible steady shoes. Whew! That was close. But there's more to the tower than just its lean. Inside, there is a spiral staircase that winds up to the top, where you can see the entire city of Pisa. And if you're there at the right time, you might hear the beautiful sounds of bells ringing. If you're inside the tower, make sure you plug your ears. Fun fact alert! Did you know that the Leaning Tower of Pisa has an extra 2 steps on one side? That's right, there are 296 steps on one side and 294 on the other due to its lean. That's a stairway to a slightly slanted heaven. Would you walk up to the top of the Leaning Tower? All right, young detectives, it's time to test your knowledge. Do you remember why the Tower of Pisa started to lean? Did they build it like that on purpose, or was it a mistake and they built on ground that was too soft? You're right!
Hooray!
The tower started leaning because it was built on super soft and soggy ground that wasn't strong enough to hold its weight.
Wow!
So, why does the world love the Leaning Tower of Pisa? Maybe it's because it shows us that sometimes it's the imperfections of something that is exactly what makes them special. The tower's lean gives it character and tells a story of a mistake that turned into a beautiful piece of art that you can visit yourself. Maybe one day you can visit Pisa and climb the famous tower. And there you have it, friends. The tale of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, a monument to human smarts and the unexpected beauty of life's surprises. Thanks for joining me on this artful investigation on Italy's history mysteries. This is Luca. I'll see you next time for more adventures. Keep asking questions and stay curious. Goodbye, young detectives.
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentere Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero. Voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher. And original music by Matt Welch.
Sentire Media.